Rush Art.
Who put this together? Are you autistic?
It is artistic, sir, because the thing is, the yarn actually...
What is going on, everybody? Partial Artist, and we're back with the Thursday edition of the show, son. What's up, dude? Y'all keeping them nuts silky? Y'all got them silk nuts? How y'all doing this morning? How are y'all doing this morning, evening, night, whenever you decide to listen to it? You could be in your car on the way to work. You could physically be inside someone right now. I don't know what your life is. I don't know when you listen to this podcast, what your daily schedule is, whenever you're like, yo, let me get it, and maybe I like to leave my silky nuts hanging out, and I like to pot upon this podcast. And padapon isn't a word. I meant to say pop and put, and I stuttered and said padap. And that definitely sounds like a dude who drives an Uber or... Yeah, that sounds like a dude who would drive an Uber or who would be a sketchy dude working at a phone booth. Padap. Like, everyone knows a padap that can fix your iPhone screen. 100%. His name might be Sonny, but it's padap, dude. When you say padap, you could easily see him driving an Uber or fixing iPhone screens. That's his life. But yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's Thursday. It's the morning. It's technically not Thursday when I record. You gotta know, I record my Thursday dish on the AM on Tuesday. So I'm usually on and popping about, you know, hitting record around 4:45 on my Tuesday. On a Tuesday. Isn't there a song that fucking says that somewhere? Drinking some of, honestly, the worst coffee I've ever had in my entire life, but I paid for it, so I will finish it. It is Starbucks Pike's Place Edition. Just truly awful. I got it for my wife thinking, oh man, this has like a nice, you know, brown, it has a very soothing brown outside and on the package. And I thought, wow, you know, maybe we'll change it up. She likes Starbucks. And no, it's just simply the worst coffee at all. It's fucking terrible. But we're powering through, dude, so, yeah, yep, this is when I record my Thursday edition, man. When I record it, been fucking with my Discord a lot, and it's been growing, dude. I got my first member, and I'll give him a fucking shout out right now, because I don't give a fuck, dude. He is from Serbia, and we talked about fighting, and his name is Bones Owens, and he's my first one on my Discord, but we're learning how to use it, man. I got a lot of cool shit going on, so you should go check it out. Check out all the stuff for me. Check out all the MMA stuff, all the general stuff. And I got a section for something I'm going to be doing. It's called the 4x4x48, which I forgot about until my buddy Sergio posted about it. And I was like, oh shit, that's a thing. Forgot. Basically, you know, David Goggins, the dude who's always screaming at you on Instagram. He's always yelling at you, making you feel like a lower life form. Making you really, you know, you could just get done. You could literally get done running a half marathon, save a kid from a burning building at the same time, in the middle of the run, come back, and you'd sit down, and he'd be yelling at you like, stay on! Who's going to carry those boats? And you're going to be like, shit, I need to go do something else. And he'd be like, I once saved a fucking baby from a fire after running the fucking Badlands 125, and then shot three terrorists in the face. Stay on! And you'd be like, God damn it. So anyway, he's got this event that he does where you run 4 miles every 4 hours for 48 hours. And I have never done it. And I'm going to do it the first time. March 5th at 8 p.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Everyone around the world can do it. And you just sync up with that time whenever he starts. And everyone does it together. It's kind of cool. It's like a virtual thing you can do. But I got a running partner. I go running with her. We used to go running and stuff a lot. And then, actually, in my first half marathon with her. And she's a beast. So I'm going to do it with her. Might get a group of people out. I don't know. But I got a section on my Discord where if you want to do it too, you can go to chat about it, show your progress. We can go through it together. Everyone can have a grand old time, but I'm going to try it, dude. I've been meaning to get my mileage up. I've started running again this week. I took a good chunk of time off from running. I was doing lots of other working out, which was fine. I was working on my lifting and body weight stuff, so I felt good. But my runs have just been atrocious. Also, I went to run yesterday in the morning. I was like, let me go knock out a... You know, I got this run plan. I'm going to go knock this 3 miles out. Bro, it was 28 degrees outside. So fuck you if you think I got two. I couldn't feel my hands and I went home. Now, would David Goggins be mad because I didn't stay hard and I didn't carry those boats? 100% he would. And that's fine. I'm fine with the 2 miles. I'll call that good for me. So, yeah, March 5th. Sorry about that. March 5th. 8 p.m. Eastern, 4x4x48. Find somewhere safe to do it. Don't just, like, go run the middle of the road and die at 3 in the morning or whatever, please. That would be bad. Oh, so not delicious. It's really the worst. But I'm just drinking it to get it out the way. God, I don't like it. What else is new, man? I ordered some of Dustin Poirier's hot sauce. It did not come in yet. They actually sent me a message that was kind of funny. They sent me a message that said that the delivery driver went to the wrong city. And then they put an emoji with the, like, shrug shoulder, hands up, like, face. So I don't know how you end up at the wrong city. But it's on the way, and I really can't wait to try it. I'll probably do a reaction video of that. I know you're thinking, hey man, this is only audio. How come you don't do videos anymore? Or you're probably not thinking that because you don't really give a shit. And that's okay too. I'm going to have to figure it out this weekend and get my lighting situation figured out. I had it good for a while. And now I don't know what happened in the meantime between me not moving my lights ever. And literally changing 0% of the setup. For some reason, it gives me mega shadow chin. And I have like 4 chins. Shadow chin. He could be in, like, a fucking Street Fighter or a Mortal Kombat for sure. Shadow Chin. Shadow Chin. And he's just got wicked chins. That's it. That's his fucking, what would his finisher? I gotta figure out a finisher for Shadow Chin. I need to create a character. If you can draw, you need to draw Shadow Chin. That's who he is. Shadow Chin wins. He just fucking... Oh, God, how could you kill someone with chins? I don't know, man, but it gives me, like, these weird neck chin gills. It looks like I got gills or something. I don't know. It looks really weird in the lighting every time I do it, so I gotta figure out, since zero things moved, maybe I just got a bad case of fat face. I don't know. Maybe he's got the very fat face. That might be me. I don't know. He's got a very fat fucking face, man. Speaking of fat face, or just face. I have a so I've shaved with straight razor before. I have a straight razor, and I do that every now and then, but it takes long. And I got cartridge razors, but I've been getting, like, ingrown hairs on my neck and stuff and razor bumps, and I was like, fuck, man. So I read that if you get a safety razor, you know, the one that's got a razor blade sticking out each side, it'll protect that. And I have started doing that. And it's just like a straight razor in a sense. It takes a little bit of time to get used to having the angle and how to do it. So I do like one pass with it and I miss some spots and I go back over it with my cartridge razor. I don't know how I feel about it yet. They said it's going to be a lot smoother or a lot more soft. Okay, so sometimes I stroke and that's fine. And that's what happens. That's simply what happens. But dude, it's all right because these nuts stay silky. So we don't have to worry about it, man. These nuts stay silky. Even when if I fucking stroked out, I'd still have the silkiest nuts in the world. Fucking. That's what silk nuts life is about, dude. If I had a stroke, couldn't shave my own nuts, guess what? They'd still stay silky because I'd pay someone. God, this coffee. It's just God, Pike's Place. I don't even know. Isn't that like a fish market? Like, why would you? I mean, I know I live up around that somewhere, but I've never been. But like, I know there's like a fucking fish. That's probably what I take. It's just fish coffee. Oh, yes. Fish coffee. What the fuck was I talking about? Safety razor. Yeah, man. I'm getting it down. It just takes a little bit. I'm trying to learn it. Trying not to slip my throat. It seems like the first time I shaved with a straight razor, you would have thought I had Parkinson's. I thought I was going to kill myself. But we got better at it, dude. Did not kill myself. Have not cut myself with it yet. That would be a brutal way to die, though. Would be a brutal... The thought of getting my throat slit, like, I realize it's not really something that... the odds of me dying from having my throat slit are super... super small compared to other ways I could die. But it terrifies me. Dude, the thought of someone slitting your throat... Dude, that fucks me up in movies. Like, you see, like, the very first kill on Friday the 13th when that... That's probably what triggered that for me. Very first kill on Friday the 13th, whenever she gets tied around a... She pulled around a tree and he fucking slits her throat. God damn it, does that look so nasty. And, like, it's terrifying. No part of me wants to get... that's, like, one of the last ones I'd want. I'd rather be stabbed through the gut. And it probably would hurt less to be having your throat slit... than to be stabbed. But it looks creepy, and I don't like it. And I think that's fair enough. Pretty fucking brutal, dude. If you haven't seen that, first off, for the first Friday the 13th, the effects for the time, dude, like when Kevin Bacon gets an arrow from underneath a bed through his throat, That would be worse than getting your throat slit. Because that's like 2-in-1. You got stabbed and your throat is now slit. So he had a really rough time. Man, the makeup and the effects in that. Shout out Tom Savini. Fucking banging, dude. Y'all need to go check that movie out. Need to go check it out. Friday the 13th gets pretty fucking ridiculous. You know, get part one. Spoiler alert, not Jason. Part two, here he comes. Part three. Awful 3D effects, but, you know, part four, supposed to be the final chapter, called the final chapter, boom, here they go, they're like, ah, we like money, part five, the new beginning, part six, and then all of a sudden he starts going to hell, starts going to fucking space, he goes to Manhattan, which is bullshit, because most of that movie is on a ship, so it should be called Jason Takes a Cruise Ship, he gets on a yacht, so he's in Camp Crystal Lake, we all know this. And then he gets on a yacht in Camp Crystal Lake. Who the fuck is taking a ginormous yacht onto a lake like that? And he just latches onto it like a fucking, like Super Mario. Whenever he's about to go, you're fighting that one battle on Super Mario 3 where you're on a boat. And you just jump on the anchor and hang on. And that's kind of what he does. And then all of a sudden he just starts fucking people up on a boat, which isn't fair because honestly, where are they going to go? And then he finally is in Manhattan for half a fucking second, and he straight throws a right hook and knocks someone's head off, which is one of my favorite kills ever. I'm a horror movie fucking nerd. So yeah, that series gets fucking, I could do a whole episode talking about the episodes of that and how fucking ridiculous it is. And maybe I will, once we get to like Halloween time, I'll start picking horror movie or something. That whole series. Same thing with Nightmare on Elm Street. Like, first one, good. Second one, most homoerotic movie ever made. It's even more homoerotic than gay porn. That's a straight up fact. Nightmare on Elm Street 2, if you... I have a feeling that movie made a lot of people in 1985 be like, maybe I like cocks. Maybe I'm in a dicks now. Or maybe it further solidified, you know what? Not in the dicks. Because that movie was straight homoerotic. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. It's that they tried to admit for so long that it wasn't. They were like, I don't know what you're talking about. We didn't see that. What the fuck were you watching, dude? You have a whole dance scene where a dude fake strokes a fucking bat or some shit and starts slapping his own ass. Then he like BDSM ties up his fucking gym coach at a gay bar. So what the fuck were you talking about that you didn't see it when you were recording it? So, yeah, that movie is a bit over the top. Not like the movie Over the Top with Sylvester Stallone. Dude, I am doing so many, like, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right now. We already started with Kevin Bacon, so that was crazy. Yeah, maybe I'll do a whole episode breaking down Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street and Halloween, because they all get goddamn ridiculous. Busta Rhymes was in a Halloween movie, and no one addresses that. We all forget that Halloween Resurrection was a thing. 2002, let me tell you, it was. It was most def a thing. They're like, oh man, H2O was good when we brought back Jamie Lee Curtis. Let's fucking ram it home, dude. Let's fuck this one up. I'm just being a fucking dork now, talking about horror movies and shit. I love horror movies. They are the best. I didn't realize that CM Punk he was in a horror movie. Like, I like CM Punk. He's cool. And I don't keep up with him or what he's doing in his life all the time. And I saw that he had done an interview. It was like an hour long question Q&A thing. And I was like, oh, cool. I'll listen to that. Like, I like CM Punk. I'm not a big wrestling guy. As we touched on the last episode, I watched my first wrestling event ever like 2 weeks ago. And I was like, oh, let's hear what he has to say. I like listening to people talk about shit I don't understand. So, like, I'll listen to The Undertaker talk about wrestling, CM Punk, all these people. I enjoy them. I just don't watch what they do. And he was talking about horror movies that he enjoys. And then he was in a horror movie called Girl on the Third Floor. And I watched the trailer for it. It looks fucking good, man. That's my plan this weekend, is to watch it with my wife. And it looks good. It looks really good. And I can't wait to check it out. But I haven't seen any new horror movies in a fucking hot minute. And a very long time. Very, very long time I have not seen them. I need to do like a whole horror I could do a whole horror episode or like a week or some shit, man. Because goddamn, I got a lot I could talk about. A lot I could fucking go into. But that's enough geeking out on horror movie shit. You hear that? That's the sweet drinking of pure. I don't even know what kind of flavor. It said it's supposed to have chocolate notes. I don't know how people pick out notes, but they do. It just tastes. I mean, maybe it tastes like chocolate in the sense that if it was super dark, it would taste horrible. That's about the only way I could foresee that. What's this button do on my computer? I forgot to set up my soundboard thing. Apparently, there's a way I can morph it to where it's in my computer. Let's see here. Oh, I can see my time. I've only been going for 17 minutes. That's cool. I don't mind these quick episodes because sometimes you just run out of shit. I mean, I cover a lot. Like, my wife, I was driving yesterday with her, and I swear to God, within the span of 200 feet, so we're sitting at a stoplight, and there is a homeless person, 100% on drugs, and he has I really couldn't tell, to be completely honest, had a magic wand and was trying to perform magic, but was 100% not and 100% on drugs. And that's fine. So that's to my left. To my right, catty corner to me across the street, there is now, I am watching this person who I thought was just an asleep homeless person, which, I mean, they were definitely homeless and I wouldn't say asleep, but probably unconscious. And she's sitting there. This is a woman. And she was started on her stomach, and in one solid movement, like to reference The Undertaker, she rolls over and just sits straight up and then gets up. And it starts screaming and sprinting the other way. And she is running. But mind you, it's cold. So she's got her hands in her pockets. So she's awkwardly trying to run. And it looks really fucked up. And she keeps looking behind her and running and looking behind her and running and screaming. There is no one around. I mean, there are zero people chasing her. And if they were, they would have caught her. Because she wasn't even dedicated enough to run fast enough to take her fucking hands out of her pockets. So that's happening, right? So over here, I got fucking David Copperfield doing his shit. I got fucking Chris Angel over here. And then I got whatever the fuck is going on here sprinting down the road. And her legs are kicking out all kinds of ways. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Still at a stoplight, mind you, just watching it. And it's interesting to see. They're probably on two different, like, one of them was probably, like, the magician was on something that was making them feel great. Like, they were on, like, shrooms or acid or something. They were on a different, they were on, like, a good, I like to think that the magician was sitting there. And I've always heard, like, if you take acid, it can sit in your spinal cord and then randomly it'll pop off. Like later after you haven't taken it in a while, it can just like, you can have these little moments where it like goes off. And hey, fuck that drug, right? You know, who wants that? I don't want to be, you know, oh, I'm going to do acid now. And then 2 years later, I'm on a Southwest flight and all of a sudden I'm fucking, I'm gone. Or I'm sitting there minding my own business. Next thing you know, I start a pop-up magic show on the fucking corner. Like, I don't want that. That dude could be a businessman for all I know. And then he was just walking down the road all of a sudden. Something I did in college. Here we go. Magic. So I'd like to think he was on something kind of like that because he had a good smile. He was having a good time. Then that woman is sprinting and I would like to think she's on some sort of like fucking meth or synthetic something. I don't know what the fuck she, I think hers was just long-term use and it is just sitting there and she's just gone, like holes in the brain gone because that bitch was running. And so we go through the intersection, the light turns green, keep going straight. And my wife, we're talking, she's like, what drugs do you think they're on? And we were trying to guess. And I was like, she definitely wasn't on heroin. And as I say that, there is a man who was definitely also homeless. I leaned against a pole, but not sitting, like standing erect against a pole, head drooped down. It was one, like in a way that's not natural. And I thought maybe he's just looking down. Nope. Slowed down. That dude's also unconscious, but just standing, leaning against a pole. And I'm like, that's heroin. That's what that dude's on. So in the midst of this 200 feet, I have now seen a plethora of drug-induced homeless. And it was a wild time. It was a wild time. Like, if you want to... Like, don't do, like, the just say no or, like, the commercials, you know? Take them there. Just, I can take you to the corner. You can sit at that stoplight at any time of the day. You can watch that. You can go to that Jiffy Lube and try to get your oil and fluids changed because you're lazy and didn't want to do it yourself. And then you end up spending a shitload of money and you regret doing it. And someone will just, who looks like TT from Reno 911, just starts finger blasting herself through her sweats against the window while she yells at you for roughly 20 minutes. And you're like, well, there's no one else in here with me. I can't go anywhere. I don't want to look. And she is just yelling at me. And she was getting so into it that another homeless dude walked up to her, looked at her, and he turned around and left. He was like, this bitch is fucking out there. And the owner came in and was like, hey, here's your service. I went, yo, dude. Can you address the fact that there's someone finger blasting their sliz behind me? And he was like, oh, that's just common. It's like, oh, move. What the fuck? This is common. Move. Get a gun. I don't know, man. That's bad for business. That's really bad for business. It's common. Like, he just knows. He's like, oh, hey, Rachel. You're really getting in there today. Really getting in that sliz. And sliz is, I try to find the grossest term for a vagina. And there's so, like sliz, I feel like is gross. My wife hates it. I'm like, give me that sliz. That almost guarantees I get no sliz. Sometimes I just stand in the doorway and say, like, you want to make fuck? That's a common one. You want me to fill you some of my dick pudding? The more unattractive I can get, I called her vagina a flesh crevice once. A flesh pocket. There's so many good ones, dude. Hairy axe wound is a classic, but yeah, I try to find the grossest term. Like, people don't like twat or cunt. I mean, which is fair. Like, if some girl was like, you want to fuck my twat? I'd be like, twat, did you say? No, I don't. But give me some of that sliz. Ugh. The fuck is the podcaster? Okay, just to prove how out of whack that this podcast gets. These are the notes I wrote down, I swear to God. 4x4x48, Discord, shaving. Keep that in mind. That's all I wrote down, and we have covered a large amount of things. So don't think like, oh, he pre-planned all of this episode in his fucking head, then he comes out here and he tries to recite it or some shit. No, I have my like four talking points, and then somewhere in there it gets fucking bananas. So let me get one last sip of this. This is fucking Jesus juice over here. Yeah, you probably heard a deep swallow on that one because I just took a big old gulp to try to get rid of that shit. Yeah, man. So that's the podcast, dude. These episodes have been staying shorter, but I kind of like it, like being in the 20-30 minute range. It's a good time. I will make them longer once I have more to offer people, but I don't. You see, I have four notes and I talk about all these different topics. To be fair, I could go longer, but I have shit to do, you know, like a life and a job, because it's 5:09 in the morning, which means I am 6 minutes away from having to go start my car because it's cold, and fuck that, you know, fuck the cold. I hate it. It's part of my day. I got to go down there, start it, warm it up, come back upstairs, do 10, 15 minutes worth of other shit, and then I leave. I need to make a remote start for my car. But that's it, dude. I appreciate the support, man. Go to my Discord. I have a link on my Instagram. You can find it there. And let's grow that shit, dude. There, I got some people on there now. I got my first member, man. So join. Come on, talk. Do the 4x48. We talk about movies, music, podcasts, whatever you want. MMA, news, memes, fucking voice channels. All the kinds of shit. It's on there. If you want to keep up with me, it's there. If you don't, then whatever. PartsStartersPodcast.com. Still trying to grow my website. Getting my videos slowly uploaded to there. I got a cap on that. So a little bit at a time. But hoping to keep growing this shit. If not, you know, I got my dedicated following, but I feel like we're getting somewhere. I feel like we're hitting our stride, man. I feel like I got a sweet spot. Hopefully to get this video up so I get rid of my face gills with the shadow chin. So if someone could draw the shadow chin as a Mortal Kombat character, that would be cool. Think of a finisher for him. That would be fantastic. So that's the episode, dude. Let me know what you think. Rate, subscribe, all that iTunes good shit. Keep spreading the word, man. Thank you so much. Can't wait to come talk to y'all again. Hopefully after watching the new CM Punk movie. Appreciate it. Love y'all. Peace.